Welcome to Meant to Win, a podcast for founders, visionaries, and leaders who are deeply aware that their life and work are meant to create a bigger impact. We're diving into real strategy, conscious leadership, and the internal identity work that allows you to create massive success. I'm your host, Dr. Stephanie Wigner, an author, speaker, and eight-figure entrepreneur who loves to take business strategy and combine it with the inner identity work that truly unlocks the next level for you. If you know you have a big calling for your life and your work is meant to help more people, then you're in the right place. Welcome back, you beautiful people. I'm so excited to chat with you today. Recently, I took my team of coaches and Brandy to Sales Girls headquarters in Georgia. So if you've never heard of the Sales Girls, my dear friend, Macy McNeely, is the founder of Sales Girls, and her whole thing is teaching people how to sell, right? Her concept of selling is serving, I very much align with, and I really wanted the coaches to understand selling on a deeper level. So I hired her this year on a one-to-one basis to really support the team. And if you didn't see my post that I did on Instagram, I've invested over like $200,000 into my team over the last 4 months because I am so committed to helping them get better and getting better myself as a leader. And I truly think that happens when you're investing in your team as much as you're investing in yourself. And so I was pumped to go to headquarters and just spend 2 days with her. We also got access to her course and a lot of the foundations that she teaches around sales, but truthfully, it's been really beneficial to have her insight into the way that we can support our clients. And for 2 days straight, we workshopped, we hot seated, we had to do trial and error, we had to do it on the spot, having conversations. And Macy is incredible and she also holds nothing back. And so she was like, nope, that's bad, do it again, try it again, try it again. And we learned so much. So I wanted to share a few takeaways with you. One, sales is totally about getting the reps in. And we already know this. We talk about this at the Wealthy Practitioner. Like, you have to be okay with getting rejected if you want your services that you're selling to change somebody's life. If you're too scared to offer what you have to somebody, there's a reason and you have to figure out what that reason is, because likely it's a projection of yourself. Likely it's something that you've experienced along the way, either a bad sales experience or you've had somebody say that you're salesy. Whatever limiting belief you have around sales, you absolutely have to figure that out first so that you can get the reps in, so that you have opportunities to change somebody's life with what you're selling. The other thing is intentionality and slowing down. So it's probably no surprise to you guys that I love speed. I love moving fast. And the same thing, I do that in my sales conversations. I do that in the way that I communicate. I do that way, like when I teach. And so it's not always the most methodical way to do it. And listen, I think my flavor and my secret sauce is that I can move at speed. I also don't say the right things all the time. Like, I say the wrong words. My team makes fun of me. They have like our own internal database of Stephanie-isms that I've said on our team calls that just don't make sense. But I also think that's what people love about me, truthfully, is that like I can be this successful and not be like this perfectly curated woman, right? But it was very interesting through the sales process and the sales lens of like, how can I be committed to just slowing down a little bit more and truly gathering information about the situation, truly understanding where this prospect is coming from and getting to the root cause of what's holding them back, truthfully. And it so resonated with all of us because we're practitioners. We love getting to the root cause of people's health. And it was like, we have to just get to the root cause of what's holding them back from investing in themselves, investing in their businesses. And so if I can recommend anything to you, it's to just pause, go a little bit slower and figure out what's motivating people and what their internal motivators are, as well as like what's holding them back. The other takeaway I had is that my team is so grateful anytime that I'm present with them, anytime that I invest with them, anytime that I like come in and share the vision with them. And so getting to be in person with them multiple times in June, honestly, just made me so sad that we're not all together in Jersey at HQ every day. I do love the time that I get with the team that's in person, but I wish all of us could be together more often. And so I think part of our initiative over the next 12 months is to just make that a reality. Like, how can we make it to where all of us are in person once a quarter at least? Because we get so much accomplished when that happens and we're all able to get on the same vision together. So even being there in person in Georgia, we were like, oh, remember this is what happened in this situation, or like, how could we support this client better? My other thing is that I have is we're getting this so wrong inside of healthcare. It's not even funny. I don't know who came in and trained us on sales and we all just started copying each other. We get this massively, massively wrong. And I will speak from experience inside of our health and wellness clinics. We make it about us. We make it about like, hey, I'm the doctor. Here's what I recommend for you. Here's the path. Let me tell you what a subluxation is. Let me tell you about your nervous system. And in reality, the person in front of us just wants to be served and helped the way that we know how. Like they already think we're capable. That's why they reached out to us, right? And we get in and we think we need to go through this like 15-day process to qualify them. We think that we have to tell them all about us, our specialties, our unique things, and we're just fucking it up. I can't stress that enough. And so I would challenge you to sit down, really analyze your sales process. Does it really need to be 2 days? Can it be one day? Can you get to the root cause of what that patient needs inside of 15 minutes and then just give them exactly what you know is going to help heal them? I think we can absolutely simplify this. The last takeaway that I had is that when you are good at sales, you are simply good at communication. You are simply good at asking better questions. And I think we thought, if you asked all of us, we would have said we're good at sales and we're good at asking questions heading into that time together. What we realized is we're not good at asking the right questions. So we ask questions based on our own projections of what we think is going on with the person in front of us. Hey, would you say that you agree with this? And we start putting words in their mouth. When in reality, sometimes we hit the mark and sometimes we don't. And those instances where you don't hit the mark is where you're gonna lose the sale because you're putting words in their mouth. You're projecting your own things onto them. And in reality, they're like, oh, I don't feel seen. I don't feel heard. I don't feel understood. And so I'm not going to move forward with it. So I would challenge you, how are you doing this in your business when you're having sales conversations? And what are you going to do about it to move forward? One of the things, I've said this before on the podcast, I think the most important skill sets that you need to be a successful entrepreneur are the ability to market yourself really well and the ability to sell like crazy. Those are the two things that get you enough volume inside of your business to be able to create real change inside of your company. Of course, you need client success. You need to have a world-class product or service. You need to be able to deliver on that world-class service. However, if you have nobody to serve, none of that other part even matters. So if I could encourage you, if I think this is important and I'm investing not only in myself, but in my team at a really high level to get better at both marketing and sales, then I would encourage you to do the same. If you are more intrigued about sales and what Macy does, she has an upcoming challenge inside of her community coming up. It's called Sell Your Offer Challenge. I'm going to leave a link below so that you can sign up, get acquainted with her, get acquainted with what she's doing, and get seriously good at selling. I'll see you next week. If something in this episode resonated with you today, trust that it wasn't random. It wasn't an accident. Growth doesn't come from doing more. It comes from becoming more. If you know you're meant for a bigger life, a bigger impact, and success that actually truly feels aligned with you, then you're being called forward. This is your opportunity.